So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latta speaking. We are live. It's the 1st of February. Welcome. We've done 1 month. We're into month two out of 12. How's your year going? How's it going? Pretty well, until we got our tax bill yesterday. We left it to the last minute on the 31st of January, and the accountant sent it over, and I picked myself up off the floor after I saw it, and I was like, oh my goodness me, is that right? Obviously, Section 24's kicked in, so if you don't know what Section 24 is, Section 24 is basically where you're not able to offset the full amount of your, good morning Aidan, you're not allowed to offset the full amount of your interest costs against your income on your portfolio. So like for every other business, they're allowed to offset their interest relief or their interest against their loans for their equipment. But in property, we're no longer allowed to do that. So it's being tapered off completely. And I'm looking at my income, and I'm like, that's not right. And it's because the taxable income is much, much greater now. And I'm like, oh, my goodness me. So first of all, I'm thinking, okay, that's a big tax bill. The second thing I'm thinking is these poor tenants. Because I ain't paying it. I'll tell you that now. There's only one person who's paying that tax bill, and that's my tenants. So it's crazy. It's just crazy. Tenants are struggling as it is. Massive increase in homelessness, and it's about to get a whole lot worse this year. Anyway, so let's just talk about Grant Cardone. It is the 10X Growth Conference this weekend in Miami, and I was really, really going to go. And I decided not to. There's a couple of reasons why I decided not to. Okay, the first one is I can't afford it. Now, just let me put that into context so you understand what I mean here. I can afford the ticket, I can afford the hotel, and I can afford the flight. What I can't afford is the time. Okay, and this is something that's really important for you to understand. So when you're on a sales call and someone's telling you, I can't afford it, or like, what do you mean you can't afford it? And like, everyone thinks it's money, and it's not money. Necessarily, why do doctors not invest in property? It's not that they don't want to, it's just that they haven't got the time. Okay, so time is an affordability aspect. There's only three types of affordability anyway. The first one is money, the second one is time, and the third one is can't be bothered. And frankly, I couldn't be bothered as well as not having time. We're on a real mission this year, and we know what we're doing. We're growing the good morning, Malcolm. We know what we're doing. We're growing the digital marketing side. We're protecting the property side, which generates great cash flow each month and is kind of passive. Although there's nothing really passive when it's property. So, but we're on a real focus and we know exactly what we're doing. So I couldn't afford the distraction to leave Spain, fly over to Miami, spend all day on a plane, which, yeah, it could be productive all day on a plane, but I know I don't do productive things on planes. I would be watching all the films on that plane and sleeping because I sleep really well on planes. It's such a distraction. And then I land and then I'm jet lagged. And so it's not just these 3 days that, you know, I'm going to be away for. I'm going to be jet lagged for another 3 days when I come home feeling dreadful. So getting all there on a plane, staying in a hotel, I like staying in hotels actually, but I've stayed in a lot of hotels recently. It's starting to get a bit either samey or lonely or both. You know, 1,000 people in a hotel, everyone's lonely. I hate them from that perspective. So we could afford that, but it's like the time spent in a hotel and then going to an event. And then network. You should be networking. Great. Let's network with 35,000 Americans. That's awesome. What the hell am I going to sell an American? Do you know what I mean? Hey, buddy, buy some real estate in Leeds. It's just not going to work. Just not going to work. If you're interested in real estate, we're going to be plugging into Grant Cardone's thing. If you're interested in digital marketing, we're based in Leeds, for crying out loud. What the hell do we know about marketing to people in New York or Florida or Miami or Texas? Do you know what I mean? Hey up, lads, come and buy this widget. Like, what the hell do we know about marketing to Americans? So there's just no point in networking in America. I don't know, you should be networking. Your network is your net worth. Yeah, I kind of get that, But it's also, good morning, Jatinder. There's also a certain level of bullshit around that. Who the hell am I going to meet in you in Miami that I'm going to get any use out of? Other than wealthy people to hang out with, right? Which has its uses, okay? But apart from that, me networking and trying to sell our stuff into America, that's just not going to work. So I would much rather spend that money on recruiting someone to make cold calls or recruiting someone to do Facebook ads or recruiting someone to push out emails out to the list. Whatever that happens to be, that would be money better spent because we've got what we call opportunity cost. We've got the money that's spent on hotels and flights and a Grant Cardone ticket versus the money that we're going to spend investing in the business, upgrading a property, or paying our tax bill. Actually, the tax bill came through last night, so we would have booked all our tickets anyway. But anyway, but we're on the path where we know what we want. We definitely don't need motivation. We're not, you know, I don't fly anywhere these days to get motivated. I've got all the motivation I need. We've got some stuff going on at home, which I can't talk about, which is family stuff. We need motivation for that. We've got family stuff here. I'm highly, highly motivated for family stuff here right now, because I want to give my my children the absolute best I possibly can. We are on a mission this year. We know what the mission is. We know what our goals are, and there's nothing really to distract us from that. So let's just, I mean, I wrote down a list. So like motivated, do I need to go out to GC and be motivated? Do you know, like, what extra am I going to learn in a 3-day conference that I'm not already learning either listening to podcasts? I like, there's only so many things Grant Cardone's going to say. He's going to say, work hard, work a lot of hours, don't get distracted, and it's not going. Buy real estate, we've got that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, there's only so many things Grant Cardone's going to talk about. He's going to talk about marketing, he's going to talk about quantity of marketing, quantity over quality. Good morning, Aaron. He's going to talk about all this stuff, right? So, like, I don't need that. I get all that from his podcast and from his YouTube videos and whatever. I do have a good chuckle listening to Grant Cardone sometimes, driving a car from Alicante Airport back here. So 2.5-hour drive, get through loads of podcasts and so on. So, like, I'm not going to get that. Ed Milet, last year, he came on stage and he said, the secret to getting wealthy is to do more. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for that. That's the best bit of advice I've ever heard. Just do more. And someone even shouted out, thanks, Ed, because I think we're taking a piss. Just do more. Awesome. That saved me £1,000 ticket. I just don't get that. Like, he's got some great people going. He's got Steve Harvey, who I used to respect until I heard if he found out that you were an atheist, he would just walk away because he's got nothing to say to you. Okay, Harvey, I've got nothing to say to you either. If you're going to offend people like that, that's fine. Like, who's going? Like, Justine Blakely, billionaire owner of Spandex. Awesome. Really impressive lady. What the fuck am I going to learn? What am I going to learn from her? What am I going to learn from Steve? I don't already know. You put the work in, you take the risks, quantity, you're working. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron's just saying, never change, still not suffering fools gladly. Some things don't change. And actually, I've got worse or better, depending on whether you're the victim in that. Some people increasingly hate me, and other people increasingly love me too. So it's a nice yin and yang balance. The force is in balance, which is nice. So, like, what am I going to learn from these people, you know? But I can't learn from reading a book, which one's going to cost me 10 quid and two will take me maybe a couple of hours to read. And read all of it, not get a two-hour section from... Who's the guy who did the book Living with a Seal? And if you've not read this book, by the way, please go out and buy this book. It's called Living with a Seal. Jesse Itchler, I think, something like that. It is hilarious. And it's about David Goggins, who's the Navy SEAL who he hires to come and live with him. And Jesse Itchler is married to the Spandex lady. So they live in this big house. She's a billionaire. Good morning, Richard. Anyway, go buy that book. It's hilarious. You would love it. So it's not like I need the motivation. And if you need motivation, just look at your bank balance, right? And go out and get a zero on the end of that. Like, you don't need to see Grant in Miami to know you need to be 10xing. Go get an extra zero on that. That residual income, get an extra zero on that. Because that's the hard bit right there, is getting that residual income and having an extra zero on that. We've been working 20 years and it is a hard, long slog. If anybody tells you it isn't, get rich overnight. All of that kind of thing, it's bullshit, right?
It's just, it doesn't happen like that. Not unless you're going to put yourself into a lot of bad debt. It's fine turning up with Ferraris and that kind of thing, but you're going to put yourself in a lot of bad debt. Okay, so I don't need for motivation. I don't need for networking in Miami because it's just full of Yanks. What the hell am I going to do? Yeah, there are going to be English people there, but I'm going to have to hunt them down. I can't be bothered with that. I'll just go to a networking event in England if that's what I wanted to do. I've got the time invested in travel, invested in staying in a hotel, invested in three days after the event for jet lag. Okay, and bear in mind, the time I put into that means time away from everything else. So the time away from everything else right now is time away from my wife and time away from my four-year-old. And that's an investment in something else I don't want to make just yet. Like, for the right thing, I will do it. This is not the right thing. But it's knowing what the right thing is and what the right thing isn't. There's no point in just jumping on a bandwagon and going, oh, I'm just going to go to every single thing going. Like, you need, if that's where you are, you need to step back a little bit and go, heck, What are my goals? What are the actions that I need to be taking for my goals? Because I'm spending all this time going to see other people, all these amazing and awesome people, and you're spending time investing in going to see other awesome people rather than being awesome yourself. And that, for me, I just doesn't make sense. I would much rather be awesome in my own little world. Thank you very much. Put out a ton of content. Increase the reach that we've got on our social media right now and drive people back to the website. I would much rather be doing that than admiring Ty Lopez with gooey eyes. Oh, Ty, you're so amazing, coming out with a new product every month that you've never done before. like his, you know, his Airbnb. The only thing that Ty's Airbnb is his house, which he leases. Like, I like Ty, by the way, don't get me wrong, but I don't need to go over to see Ty to understand what he's doing. I don't need to invest in that. I just need to listen to a couple of his podcasts saying the same thing over and over again, like we all do on podcasts to some extent, and implement. I don't need this investment in time because it's a waste of time to some extent. Like, depends where you are on the circle. If you're right at the start, you've never done anything like this, then heck, you should go to that. You should go to Tony Robbins. You should go to everything, right? But after 20 years of being on this journey of being in property and passive income and being motivated, I don't need this extra stuff. Okay, so we talked about hotels and flights and costs and all of that kind of thing. It's great for Instagram, but, you know, I don't need that necessarily. It just doesn't fit into me. And then finally, the final bit here is I'm just going to buy the replays. I bought last year's replay. It cost me $150. I've still not finished the replay. Do you know what I mean? I'm on the middle of day two of a three-day conference. Day one was awesome, by the way, because I can't remember the rapper's name, but he did My House. Flo Rida turned up. And it was awesome. And that was really, really cool. And Grant Cardone and Ed Milet were just in the middle of a talk. And then Flo Rida comes on and starts singing and dancing, goes into a crowd. That was really awesome. That's worth going. That's one thing that's worth going. And I think there's some special guests. I would expect The Rock would be there. That would be awesome. But I ain't going to be meeting him. I'm going to be in the cheap seats. I did think about spending 15 grand on getting right at the front and getting into all the back office stuff. But I don't want to do that right now. Maybe in a year, maybe in 2 years, maybe 3 years. That stuff's further down the line. I don't need that stuff. Like, there was a time when I would pay that because I needed it. Now I'm like, I'm not fucked. If I meet The Rock, that would be awesome. He's one of my man crushes, is The Rock. He's awesome. But do I need him in my life? Not really. It's not worth spending all that time going over, spending all that money, and then coming home 3 days and catching up with my kids and my wife, and then catching up on sleep and jet lag and all that kind of thing. I just don't need that right now. And anyway, I'm just going to buy the replays, right? So, like, I got a picture of me and Richard Branson from maybe 4 years ago. Like, I don't even use that picture anymore. Like, it's like, so what? It's just, I went through a starstruck phase and now I'm just like, whatever. Just eat, sleeps and shits like everybody else. You know what I mean? It's just normal. So I'm going to buy the replays. And I would suggest you buy the replays too. But you need to allocate time, which is something I'm not doing. I wish you would give the replays as MP3s and then you can just download them into your device and listen to them. It's one of the reasons why we do podcasts. But definitely not going to be spending all that money. Like, we're talking what? We're talking $5,000. Right? To do it properly, talking $5,000. Yeah, flights, 500 quid. Hotels, 3 or 4 nights, you're talking £1,000, 1,500 quid right there. Food, stuff, do you know what I mean? All this extra stuff that you're talking minimum $2,000, about $5,000. I would much rather put that money into somewhere else, maybe pay my tax bill that I just got last night. Or I wish it was only $5,000. Or whatever. It would be invested in a person, or it'd be invested in some specific training to solve a specific problem. But the Miami Growth Conference is not solving a specific problem. It's too many stuff on too broad a range. So I'm definitely not turning up for it. So what about you guys? Did you think about turning up for it? I'm just going to grab a quick drink, but just type in a box, got a couple of people on. What did you think? Are you going to, were you tempted to go? And if so, why didn't you go? Nobody might type, by the way, in which case this is going to be a short coffee. Let me just grab a drink. I don't know if someone's going to type or not. I love how when I ask a question, people then disappear because, oh, no, I need to answer this question. So, but for me, it was just not necessary. And maybe it's the stage that I'm at, but your stage might be different. You might need that extra bit of oomph to go, I want to be this guy one day. Like, that's what I want. That's what I said to myself 10 years ago. So Aaron's just saying, moved away from just-in-case learning. I love that, Aaron. I hope you're pronouncing your name right. Aaron. Just-in-time learning and just-in-case learning as well. Yeah, I love all of that. I mean, there's something to be said for having a solid platform of knowledge, but then once you go beyond that, like, you need specific knowledge to solve a specific problem, which is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. So that will do us for today. Hope that's useful for you. I hope you can get some nuggets out of today's podcast. I think yesterday's podcast, I said, today's Friday, we'll see you Monday. And it wasn't. It was because yesterday was the 31st of January and a Thursday. And boy, that really confused me. I was like, oh, it's the last day of the month. It must be a Friday. Clearly it wasn't. I said to my wife last night, I said, I'm pretty sure I said, have a good weekend, everybody, forgetting that I had another podcast to do today. So learn now for specific things. Totally, absolutely. It's like, what's your biggest problem right now? And so for most people, they would go, cash flow. Great. What is the training course that will solve that problem? Is it Facebook ads? Is it paying to increase brand awareness through image creation and video creation, which is what we do? Is it learning how to close because you're getting calls coming through, but you ain't closing? Is it going on a sales training course where we're going to do role play for 2 days solid and we're going to test different types of closes? What is that thing that you need to go on? And again, it depends where you are in your circle. For you, it might be all that stuff, or it might be, actually, I just need motivating because I'm so depressed right now and I'm just thinking about giving it all up. Like, in which case, off you go. Go see Grant. That will probably work for you. And you'll come home buzzing, but you'll only be buzzing for a week and then you'll be back in the same problem again. And it's not working because you're not closing business, or it's not working because you're not creating content and putting yourself out there. There's a reason why it's not working. And actually, if you solve that particular problem, you will get a lot more out of that $5,000 investment than maybe spending it on a Grant Cardone weekend. Excellent. Thank you, Aaron, for that. 100% on that. Thank you so much. Right, guys, we'll catch up with you Monday. It is the weekend now. Hope yourself, you have yourselves a great weekend. And don't get too cold. We're in sunny Spain here, so we offer a walk on the beach with a dog later and probably video it just to annoy people who are cold in Leeds. we'll catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe, everybody. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.